Some members of Congress are now saying what the farmers in the Southeast have been saying all along. If the U.S. is going to lift travel restrictions to Cuba, lift the restrictions on agricultural trade exports as well. It's not that we don't export food to Cuba. It's a policy of not permitting credit purchasing. Cuba has to pay hard cash for anything they import from the U.S. Now, according to these members of Congress, the current policy has two problems. One, it restricts Cuban people from managing their own free future. And two, it penalizes farmers, especially in the Southeast. Well, a bill passed by the House would ease both trade and travel. But, as I understand it, only the travel portion is being debated. Trade restrictions are costing us $270 million in new exports. That money is going to farmers in other countries. And that's Ag Review for today. Everett Greiner, Southeast AgNet.